And now chapter 24, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shukdev Goswami said, by the womb of the girl brought by his father, Vidarbha begot three sons named Kusha, Krata, and Rumapad. Rumapad was the favorite in the dynasty of Vidarbha. The son of Rumapad was Babru, from whom there came a son named Kriti. The son of Kriti was Ushika, and the son of Ushika was Chedi. From Chedi was born the king known as Chaidya and others. The son of Krata was Kunti. The son of Kunti, Vrishni. The son of Vrishni, Nirvriti. And the son of Nirvriti, Dashara. From Dashara came Vyoma. From Vyoma came Jimuta. From Jimuta, Vikriti. From Vikriti, Bhimarata. From Bhimarata, Navarata, and from Navarata, Dasharata. From Dasharata came a son named Shakuni, and from Shakuni a son named Karambi. The son of Karambi was Devarata, and his son was Devakshatra. The son of Devakshatra was Madhu, and his son was Kuruvasha, from whom there came a son named Anu. The son of Anu was Puruhotra. The son of Puruhotra was Ayu, and the son of Ayu was Satvata. O great Aryan king, Satvata had seven sons named Bhajamana, Bhaji, Divya, Vrishni, Devavridha, Andaka, and Mahabhosha. From Bhajamana, by one wife, came three sons, Nimlochi, Kinkana, and Drishti. And from his other wife came three other sons, Shatajit, Sahasrajit, and Ayutajit. The son of Devavritta was Babru. Concerning Devavritta and Babru, there are two famous songs of prayer, which were sung by our predecessors, and which we have heard from a distance. Even now I hear the same prayers about their qualities, because that which was heard before is still sung continuously. Quote, it has been decided that among human beings, Babru is the best, and that Devavritta is equal to the demigods. Because of the association of Babru and Devavritta, all of their descendants, numbering 14,065, achieved liberation. Unquote. In the dynasty of King Mahabhoja, who was exceedingly religious, there appeared the Bhoja kings. O King Maharaj Parikshit, who can suppress your enemies, the sons of Vrishni were Sumitra and Yudhajit. From Yudhajit came Shini and Anamitra, and from Anamitra came a son named Nigana. The two sons of Nigana were Satrajita and Prasena. Another son of Anamitra was another Shini, and his son was Satyaka. The son of Satyaka was Yuyudhana, whose son was Jaya. From Jaya came a son named Kuni, and from Kuni a son named Yugandhara. Another son of Anamitra was Vrishni. From Vrishni came the sons named Shvapalka and Chitrarata. From Shvapalka, by his wife Gandini, came Akrura. Akrura was the eldest, but there were 12 other sons, all of whom were most celebrated. The names of these 12 were Asanga, Sarameya, Mridura, Mriduvit, Giri, Dharmavritta, Sukarma, Kshetropeksha, Aramardana, Shatrughna, Gandamada, and Pratibahu. These brothers also had a sister named Suchara. From Akrura came two sons named Devavan and Upadeva. Chitraratha had many sons, headed by Prithu and Viduratha, all of whom were known as belonging to the dynasty of Vrishni. Kukura, Bajamana, Shuchi, and Kambalabharisha were the four sons of Andaka. The son of Kukura was Vani, and his son was Viloma. The son of Viloma was Kapotaruma, and his son was Anu, whose friend was Tumburu. From Anu came Andaka, from Andaka Dundubi, and from Dundubi Avidyota. From Avidyota came a son named Punarvasu. Punarvasu had a son and a daughter named Ahuka and Ahuki, respectively, and Ahuka had two sons named Devaka and Ugrasena. Devaka had four sons named Devavan, Upadeva, Sudeva, and Devavardhana. And he also had seven daughters named Shantideva, Upadeva, Srideva, Devarakshita, Sahadeva, Devaki, and Dhritadeva. Dhritadeva was the eldest. Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, married all these sisters. Kamsa, Sunama, Niyagrodha, Kanka, Shanku, Suhu, Rashtrapala, Drishti, and Tushtiman were the sons of Ugrasena. Kamsa, Kamsavati, Kanka, Shurabhu, and Rashtrapalika were the daughters of Ugrasena. They became the wives of Vasudeva's younger brothers. The son of Chitraratha was Viduratha. The son of Viduratha was Shura, and his son was Bajamana. The son of Bajamana was Shini. The son of Shini was Bhoja, and the son of Bhoja was Riddhika. The three sons of Riddhika were Devamida, Shatadanu, and Kritavarma. The son of Devamida was Shura, whose wife was named Marisha. Through Marisha, King Shura begot Vasudeva, Devabhaga, Devashrava, Anaka, Srinjaya, Shyamaka, Kanka, Shamika, Patsaka, and Vrika. These 10 sons were spotlessly pious personalities. When Vasudeva was born, the demigods from the heavenly kingdom sounded kettle drums. Therefore, Vasudeva, who provided the proper place for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was also known as Anakadundubi. The five daughters of King Shura, named Pritha, Shutadeva, Shutakirti, Shutashrava, and Rajadidevi, were Vasudeva's sisters. Shura gave Pritha to his friend Kunti, who had no issue. And therefore, another name of Pritha was Kunti. Once when Durvasa was a guest at the house of Pritha's father, Kunti, Pritha satisfied Durvasa by rendering service. Therefore, she received a mystic power by which she could call any demigod. To examine the potency of this mystic power, the pious Kunti immediately called for the sun god. As soon as Kunti called for the demigod of the sun, he immediately appeared before her, and she was very much surprised. She told the sun god, "I was simply examining the effectiveness of this mystic power. I am sorry I have called you unnecessarily. Please return and excuse me." The sun god said, "O beautiful Prita, your meeting with the demigods cannot be fruitless. Therefore, let me place my seed in your womb so that you may bear a son. I shall arrange to keep your virginity intact since you are still an unmarried girl." After saying this, the sun god discharged his semen into the womb of Prita and then returned to the celestial kingdom. Immediately thereafter, from Kunti, a child was born, who was like a second sun god. Because Kunti feared people's criticisms, with great difficulty, she had to give up her affection for her child. Unwillingly, she packed the child in a basket and let it float down the waters of the river. O Maharaj Pariksit, your great-grandfather, the pious and chivalrous King Pandu, later married Kunti. Vidashrama, the king of Karusha, married Kunti's sister, Shruta Deva, and from her womb, Dantavakra was born. Having been cursed by the sages headed by Sanaka, Dantavakra had formerly been born as the son of Diti named Hiranyaksha. King Drishtaketu, the king of Kekaya, married Shrutakirti, another sister of Kunti's. Shrutakirti had 5 sons headed by Santadhan. Through the womb of Raja Didevi, another sister of Kunti's, Jayasena begot 2 sons named Vinda and Anuvinda. Similarly, the king of the Chedi state married Shrutashrava. The king's name was Damagosha. The son of Shrutashrava was Shishupal, whose birth has already been described in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasudeva's brother named Devabhaga had 2 sons born of his wife Kamsa. These 2 sons were Chitraketu and Brihadbala. Vasudeva's brother, named Devashrava, married Kamsavati, by whom he begot 2 sons named Suvira and Ishuman. Kanka, by his wife Kanka, begot 3 sons named Bhaka, Satyajit, and Purujit. King Srinjaya, by his wife Rastrapalika, begot sons headed by Vrisha and Dumashana. King Shyamaka, by his wife Shurabhumi, begot 2 sons named Harikesh and Hiranyaksha. Thereafter, King Vatsaka, by the womb of his wife Mishwakeshi, who was an Apsara, begot sons headed by Vrika. Vrika, by his wife Durvakshi, begot Taksha, Pushkara, Shala, and so on. From Samika, by the womb of his wife Sudamani, came Sumitra, Arjunapala, and other sons. King Anaka, by his wife Karnika, begot 2 sons, namely Ritadama and Jaya. Devaki, Puravi, Rohini, Bhadra, Madira, Rochana, Ila, and others were all wives of Anaka Dundubi, or Vasudeva. Among them all, Devaki was the chief. Vasudeva, by the womb of his wife Rohini, begot sons such as Bala, Gada, Sarana, Durmada, Vipula, Dhruva, Krita, and others. From the womb of Pauravi came 12 sons, including Bhuta, Subhadra, Bhadrabahu, Durmada, and Bhadra. Nanda, Upananda, Kritika, Shura, and others were born from the womb of Madira. Bhadra, or Kaushalya, gave birth to only 1 son named Keshi. Vasudeva, by another of his wives, whose name was Rochana, begot Hasta, Hemangada, and other sons. And by his wife named Ila, he begot sons headed by Uruvalka, all of whom were chief personalities in the dynasty of Yadu. From the womb of Dhritadeva, one of the wives of Anakadundubi, or Vasudeva, came a son named Viprishta. The sons of Shantideva, another wife of Vasudeva, were Prashama, Prasita, and others. Vasudeva also had a wife named Upadeva, from whom came 10 sons headed by Rajanya, Kalpa, and Varsha. From Srideva, another wife, came 6 sons, such as Vasu, Hamsa, and Suvamsa. By the semen of Vasudeva in the womb of Devarakshita, 9 sons were born, headed by Gada. Vasudeva, who was religion personified, also had a wife named Sahadeva, by whose womb he begot 8 sons headed by Shruta and Pravada. The 8 sons born of Sahadeva, such as Pravada and Shruta, were exact incarnations of the 8 Vasus in the heavenly planets. Vasudeva also begot 8 highly qualified sons through the womb of Devaki. These included Kirtiman, Sushena, Bhadrasena, Riju, Samardana, Bhadra, and Sankarshan, the controller and serpent incarnation. The 8th son was the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, Krishna. The highly fortunate Subhadra, the one daughter, was your grandmother. Whenever the principles of religion deteriorate and the principles of irreligion increase, the Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, appears by His own will. O King, Maharaj Pariksit, but for the Lord's personal desire, there is no cause for His appearance, disappearance, or activities. As the Supersoul, He knows everything. Consequently, there is no cause that affects Him, not even the results of fruitive activities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead acts through His material energy in the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation, just to deliver the living entity by His compassion and stop the living entity's birth, death, and duration of materialistic life. Thus He enables the living being to return home, back to Godhead. Although the demons who take possession of the government are dressed like men of government, they do not know the duty of the government. Consequently, by the arrangement of God, such demons who possess great military strength fight with one another, and thus the great burden of demons on the surface of the earth is reduced. The demons increase their military power by the will of the Supreme, so that their numbers will be diminished and the devotees will have a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, with the cooperation of Sankarshan or Balaram, performed activities beyond the mental comprehension of even such personalities as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. For instance, Krishna arranged the battle of Kurukshetra to kill many demons for the relief of the entire world. To show causeless mercy to the devotees who would take birth in the future in this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, acted in such a way that simply by remembering Him, one will be freed from all the lamentation and unhappiness of material existence. In other words, He acted so that all future devotees, by accepting the instructions of Krishna consciousness stated in Bhagavad Gita, could be relieved from the pangs of material existence. simply by receiving the glories of the Lord through purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desires and engagement in fruitive activities. Assisted by the descendants of Bhoja, Vrishni, Andaka, Madhu, Shurasena, Dasharatha, Kuru, Srinjaya, and Pandu, Lord Krishna performed various activities. By his pleasing smiles, his affectionate behavior, his instructions, and his uncommon pastimes, like raising Govardhan Hill, the Lord appearing in his transcendental body pleased all of human society. Krishna's face is decorated with ornaments, such as earrings resembling sharks. His ears are beautiful, his cheeks brilliant, and his smiling attractive to everyone. Whoever sees Lord Krishna sees a festival. His face and body are fully satisfying for everyone to see, but the devotees are angry at the Creator for the disturbance caused by the momentary blinking of their eyes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, known as Lila Purushottama, appeared as the son of Vasudeva, but immediately left his father's home and went to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationship with his confidential devotees. In Vrindavan, the Lord killed many demons, and afterwards he returned to Dvarka, where, according to Vedic principles, he married many wives who were the best of women, begot through them hundreds of sons, and performed sacrifices for his own worship to establish the principles of householder life. Thereafter, Lord Sri Krishna created a misunderstanding between family members just to diminish the burden of the world. Simply by his glance, he annihilated all the demoniac kings on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and declared victory for Arjuna. Finally, he instructed Uddhava about transcendental life and devotion, and then returned to his abode in his original form. Thus ends the 24th chapter of the 9th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this ends the 9th canto.